Today I'm going to be speaking about blood. Blood, that life-giving fluid that flows through the body of every living creature. God told Noah, said the life is in the blood, Noah. Don't eat the blood of these animals, because the life is in the blood. I don't want you to have the life of an animal in you. I want you to have the life of God in you. Listen to what Jesus said about this life-giving blood. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwells in me, and I in him. Oh, what a thought! The life of Christ being in us. Jesus said, if you don't do it, you have no life. If my blood, my spiritual blood, does not dwell in you, you have no life. But now, I'd like to ask the question, is this doctrine of the blood something that is new? Is this doctrine of the blood a new doctrine? I think not. Listen to what Paul said in Hebrews chapter 9. He says, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service, which stood only in meat and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. In fact, Paul goes on to say, almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Purged with blood. The cleansing power of blood. And then Paul goes on to ask this question. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, if it sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, how much more shall it purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, said, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins even. And in the letter to the Colossians, he says, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself. God has made peace through his blood. Peter called it the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Paul told the elders at the church at Ephesus, take heed therefore yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his blood. Jesus purchased the church with his blood. Sometimes I wonder, has something of the metaphor of the blood of Christ been lost over the centuries? Has the intent and the meaning of the symbol evaporated? We often focus on the blood that was shed, but does not the sacraments center also on blood shed? When the Lord was in the upper room the night before his crucifixion, he poured wine into a cup, and he took a sip of this, and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, this is my blood. Blood. Let's look at blood for just a few minutes. Blood is not only the cause of life in general, but it's also the cause of a longer life or shorter life. Blood is the first to live and the last to die. Blood feeds and sustains every cell in the body. When blood seeps away, life fails. Have you noticed that when you go to the doctor, one of the first things they want to check is your blood pressure? And then they send you to a laboratory to get some blood samples. And then they will analyze this blood to see if there's any foreign substance in the blood, any signs of disease, because it is in the blood first that diseases are discovered. You know, have we become so fixated on the death of Christ that we have strayed away from the original meaning of his death? His blood was what death was all about. What does my blood do all day long? 5-year-old kid asked as he looked at the scrape on his knee. What does our blood do all day long? Listen to John in the book of Revelations when he saw a great multitude whom he did not know. And the angel said that these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And in another place in Revelations, John wrote these words, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So, let's consider the phrase, washed in the blood. Nothing in our modern times corresponds with the idea of blood as a cleansing agent. We use water with soap or detergent to clean. Blood, in contrast, tends to soil or stain. It is something that we try to scrub off, not to scrub with. What possible meaning could those who write about the blood and the biblical writers have intended when they wrote about the blood? The cleansing qualities of blood appears throughout the Bible. In Leviticus, the 14th chapter, a priest sprinkles cleansing blood on a person with an infectious disease and on the mildewed walls of a house. And in the book of Revelations, we are told of this multitude who came out of great tribulations and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I'd like for you to hold that theological metaphor of cleansing for a while as I indulge in a quick scan of the body's cleansing process.